This is AgriPulse Debrief for Friday, February 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Tiny price increase expected for crops. Democrats, tariffs, and Canada. And farmland values stable. On the first day of the USDA's Agriculture Outlook Forum, the department's chief economist offered a modestly improved outlook for U.S. producers in 2026, that amid reduced input and labor cost burdens and slightly higher prices. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins set to speak at the event today. Chief Economist Justin Benavides said USDA is expecting a small price increase of a dime a bushel for corn, soybeans, and wheat this year. Once adjusted for inflation, seed, fertilizer, and chemical costs should fall 0.9%. He said, we're not hitting it out of the park. We're not solving everyone's problems in terms of pricing overnight, the chief economist said in his first annual economic outlook. But he said the fundamentals are moving in the right direction. Benavides also outlined the potential to increase ag exports in markets like the European Union and China if the U.S. can secure reductions to trade barriers. Pork exports in particular could grow more than 400%, he noted, if import barriers came off. During a trade panel yesterday, ag officials noted that the focus for the coming year would be on executing completed trade deals and securing new market openings in sub-Sahara Africa. That really is an untapped set of countries with growing populations, said Chief Agricultural Negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Julie Callahan. It really offers a lot of opportunity. Callahan was speaking just hours after the Commerce Department released 2025 trade figures, offering a glum picture of administration efforts to reduce the U.S. trade deficit. The overall deficit shrank slightly last year by 0.2%, but the goods deficit continued to rise despite President Trump's new tariffs. Imports from China fell by 30%, but they rose from other Asian nations. This week, Democrats in Iowa and Minnesota took aim at the Trump administration's tariff policies and their impacts on farmers, but they may be overplaying their hand when it comes to Canadian fertilizers. Dave Bulbauer, a Democrat on Iowa's Crawford County Board of Supervisors and former U.S. Senate candidate, told reporters this week that tariffs on farm inputs from Canada, like potash, are straining Iowa producers. The same day, in a statement, Minnesota farmer and state Senate candidate Mark Legvold argued that farmers are getting slammed by tariffs on Canadian fertilizer during the planting season. But Canadian fertilizer exports are covered by a North American trade agreement, leaving them exempt from new tariffs. About 90% of U.S. potash imports and about 10% of urea imports come from Canada. Emergency tariff receipts on nitrogen and phosphate fertilizers from February to October last year were more than $75 million and $31 million, respectively. But potash showed zero new tariff receipts. Potash is, quote, the only major fertilizer of the five major fertilizers that is in line with where grain prices are today, StoneX John Linville told AgriPulse. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Farmland values remain relatively stable, suggesting the farm economy is holding up despite little improvement in commodity prices. That according to Kansas City Fed economist Nate Kaufman. If there was more fundamental weakness in agriculture, I think you would expect to start to see more pressure on land markets, more pressure in cash rents, Kaufman said at the Ag Outlook Forum. He noted that farmland sales also remained fairly steady, although he said there had been a slight decline in the share of farmland that farmers are buying. Kaufman believes that the farm economy is basically in the same place it was in 2019, that before the pandemic-driven supply shocks in 2020 and 2021. Prior to 2019, two decades of rising sales to China, growing demand for biofuels had helped drive growth in the ag economy. I don't think that is all that surprising that we're in the environment that we're in right now, he said. The Supreme Court could issue a decision on the legality of Trump's tariffs today, more than 3 months after it had held oral arguments in the case. Today is decision day for the court, which never releases information on which cases may receive verdicts. If it doesn't come today, the court has additional decision days scheduled for next Tuesday and Wednesday. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas earlier this month opined that the longer the Supreme Court takes on the decision, the better it is for the Trump administration's prospects. I think today you're going to get five justices to say we're too far down the road, too much has been implemented, and this is too core to how this president is implementing foreign policy, Cruz said on his podcast. A new study estimates new ingredient bans and labeling laws in three states will have short-term costs of at least $13.4 billion, with annual costs moving forward of over $12 billion. The study was commissioned by Americans for Ingredient Transparency, a coalition of food industry groups, and conducted by Policy Navigation Group. It found that new laws being enacted in Louisiana, Texas, and West Virginia could require consumers in those states to pay a combined $17.1 billion more per year on groceries, or about 12% more. The report says for an average U.S. family, the increase is, quote, nearly $860 more per year, as well as, quote, the equivalent of nearly $200 million a year on extra time deciding their purchases. To carry out some of the new labeling laws, the report estimates food producers will spend approximately $900 million in the first few years redesigning labels and packaging. It also estimates an additional $3 to $4 billion in testing costs for retailers to defend themselves against lawsuits. President Donald Trump's executive order addressing domestic supplies of glyphosate and elemental phosphorus prompted predictably divergent reactions. Agricultural Retailers Association President and CEO Darren Kopic said, quote, as implementation moves forward, it is important that the federal actions reflect real-world supply chain dynamics. The EO's focus on strengthening domestic supply chains and maintaining access to key inputs helps support certainty at the farm level and reinforces the resilience of the nation's food system. But environmental groups had a different take. After promising to make America healthy again, the Trump administration is invoking the Defense Production Act to reduce and boost production of glyphosate, the most widely used herbicide in the country, classified by the International Agency for Research on Cancer as a probable human carcinogen, the Environmental Working Group said. The DTPA is typically reserved for national emergencies and wartime needs, the group said, and noted that the Make America Healthy Again movement has called for the removal of the chemical from the market. The executive order makes clear that MAHA, quote, takes a back seat to corporate profits, EWG said. Here's today's final word. The big questions for the year going to be what happens with the RFS and what happens with the rules for 45Z that have the potential to increase demand for some of our products here domestically and raise prices. That the word of USDA Chief Economist Justin Benavides on an exclusive interview with AgriPulse newsmakers on the sidelines of the U.S. Ag Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, February 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.